which is why in Nguma's yoga, she advises starting with the lower chakras and working your way up.
That's
why we do that.
在 Nguma 瑜伽，我们是从最下面的脉轮慢慢的往上开。
The whole goal is just to open the heart chakra.
目的只是一个，是要打开心轮，没有错。
But it's easier to open the lower ones. And you can do some very forceful work at a lower chakra, and you won't have any problems.
所以其实虽然我们在下面的脉轮打开下面的脉轮的时候，可是你也可以在那边很努力很努力打开，那个时候也会影响到你的心轮的。
So then you start to work, you open the lower ones, and then that forces the energy up higher. Then you open them up gradually as you go up. And then the energy rises and rises and rises. And then gradually, it naturally will open the heart chakra.
所以慢慢的先按部就班的开下面的脉轮，然后那个到中脉的那个力量就会越来越强，越来越强，然后那样子一点点一点点的就会把你的心轮慢慢的打开。
And this is a safe way to do it.
这个是最安全的方法。
But people have gone in and done something very forceful, and then for the rest of their life, then they can't meditate anymore. It's too painful for them. It's very serious.
也有人就硬着头皮这样硬闯进去到心轮，可是他们从此之后，他一生就毁了，他也不能静坐，什么修行都不能练。
Especially in the upper ones, like in there's small, there's thousands and thousands of small channels in the head, and if you start pushing prana through them very, very fast, they'll break and they'll rip, and lots of problems can happen.
所以特别是这些比较高的脉轮。比如说顶轮有上千个更细的脉从那里发出来，然后如果你使用不当的话，开的不当的话，就会知道很多很多的问题。
So they tell you to work low, yeah, navel chakra or the Svadhisthana chakra.
所以他们告诉我们说，就是开下面的这些脉轮，比如说第二、第三七轮、第一这样。
How do you know when you have a problem?
那你怎么知道？你因为要开这些脉轮，产生了一些问题。
You start to feel like nervous, like shaking. You'll start to shake. Yeah, maybe you look at your hand and it's shaking like this.
你可能手就不自主的就这样发抖，然后你会觉得很紧张。
This means you've done something wrong in your practice. And inside, corresponding in your mind, you'll feel anxiety or nervous.Unhappy.
就表示你练习的时候一定出了什么错误。那相对的，你的心气这样子的动的话，你的心你也会造成你的一种焦虑、不安，然后不满、不快乐。
Some yoga sequences actually are contrary. They don't have a good effect because they're not working up gradually. So they work here, then they work here, and it doesn't work to open things gradually. It can make you more irritated, more frustrated, more nervous.
有一些瑜伽系列，它是就会产生这样子的状况。它可能在这些脉轮，然后跳到这里，然后跳到那边，然后你练完的时候，你自己可以感觉到，你会好像更生怒气，然后更好像很不安、很不满足那种感觉。
So it's important to do a physical yoga practice properly, and properly means all four, you know, as many of those steps as you can do at each chakra, and then working up the chakras.
所以还是乖乖的按部就班。按部就班的意思就是每一个脉轮做那四个动作 ，OK， 然后一步一步的从最底部的脉轮往上拍。
This is the advice that Lady Nguma gave.
这个是尼古玛大师给我们的。
I don't know. We're not doing too good on the book. Yeah. We didn't get hardly even through the first reading yet.
经文程度好像进度好像没有成绩不是很好。
But I told you the most important thing so far.
可是我解释了最重要的那个概念给你听。
Now tomorrow, in the morning, I'll teach you about the heart chakra.And how it first develops inside the womb. At the moment of conception, it develops. And now you know that this is what this means is this is inside this is how you develop, but then it works out. And then it's, what it's doing is it's creating the whole universe.
所以明天早上我会更详细的解释星轮的结构图，然后就是当你在妈妈的胎里成型的那一刹那，你的内在的身体如何的成型，不是指你的身体，这也是代表你的世界是如何成型的。
And then a yogi can take control over that process and bring everything back in, yeah? And then transform it all and bring it back out and then create a perfect world and a perfect being living in that world.
那一个瑜伽修行者也可以反步骤的，一步一步的相反的把创造的世界又收进来，转换了以后，然后转换了他的世界以后，投射出一个完全不一样的世界。他就是一个完美的人，住在一个完美的世界。
If the world exists in the way we think it does, if the pen is out there, it not coming from us, then there's no hope. There's no way you could become a Buddha. How can you change into something that you are now into that? It's impossible.
如果事情真的是以我们现在认为的观点出发的话，如果笔真的就是笔，他自己本身躺在那边的一支笔的话，那我们当然不可能把这样子的身体变成一个充满了光，像一个佛一样那个完美的身体。
How did you think it was going to happen? Just magically one day you were going to wake up and it was going to be like that?
你觉得那个到底是怎么样子发生？你可能就一天醒来，然后叮，你就变了吗
？But if it's all coming this way, then it's simple. You just shift inside, yeah. You make changes to like the Matrix. You make changes to the source code, then everything else changes. You reach into reality, flick some switches, and then everything changes.
所以不是那样子发生的。其实我们要深入到你的核心，然后有点像《骇客任务》那个电影里面，当他手深入那个
reach in。
Yeah, 那个密码，然后把那个密码定改了一下，然后全部的世界就改变，就是这样子。你需要深入你的核心，转换，然后全部就会改变。
This is what a yogi does. Yeah, this is a yogi's job description. Figure out how reality works, reach in, make a change, and then everything changes.
所以呢，一个瑜伽修行者履历表上面工作的责任就是。去寻找这个我们的世界到底是如何运作的，然后如何去转变它。
So it's up to you. We could do questions because we're stopping at 5, right? Mm-hmm. We could do questions and answers for half hour, or we could go through some more of this.
Yeah, so
up to you. Yeah.
我们很民主，你决定吧。我们还有大概半个小时，所以我们可以。问与答呢，或者是继续瑜伽经。
The text? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, next one then. Whose turn? Who wants to go?
下一个，谁想要念这一段？
Avidya Asmita Raga.
Avidya Asmita Raga.
Dvesha Abhinivesha.
Dvesha Abhinivesha.
Pancha Klesha Ha.
Pancha Klesha Ha.
Yeah. Avidya Asmita Raga, Dvesha Abhinivesha, Pancha Klesha Ha. The 5 negative thoughts are ignorance, selfness, liking, disliking and grasping.
对，无知、自信、喜爱、厌烦、执着，那个就是五个烦恼。
This is very cool. So, we started the book saying, okay, you want to learn about yoga? Here's what yoga is. You're making some mistake.Yoga means stopping that mistake by turning your mind around.
所以呢，我们开始就是说，你心就是犯了一个错误，因为你扭转了事情呈现在你面前的事情，然后这个是五个方法，如何停止这个扭转的方法。
Now what he's doing with this verse is he's saying, okay, you're making a mistake. Here's how that mistake happens. Here are there's five steps that you go through in making this mistake.
所以当你造成那个错误产生的时候，有五个步骤，这个就是那五个步骤。
When I held up the chew toy, yeah, in your mind, at the time when you open your eyes, remember when you open your eyes with the cheesecake? In the time it took you to open your eyes and look at that pen, these five things happen in your mind that fast.
所以记得我们要把笔变成那个乳酪蛋糕的时候嘛，然后可是当你眼睛张开，你又看到一支笔，那个时候。那个五个步骤就这样子的发生。
And then you thought there's a pen out there, has nothing to do with me.
你就以为笔在那边存在，跟我是没有关联的那一支笔。
This is the steps of how that happens. How do we get in trouble? This is the steps of how we get in trouble.
这个就是我们如何又掉入那些烦恼，那些问题。
Then the point is, if we understand how we get in trouble, we can stop it.
重点。
Nirodha, yeah.
重点就是
We can chitta nirodha.
如果我们知道我们如何掉入那个错误的陷阱的话，我们就可以 chitta nirodha， 就是把你的心停止那个心的转变。
And as a side note, this is an interesting thing that comes in this sutra, which gives you a clue about how to date the sutra as 200 AD.、
Mm-hmm. 那这一句也可以让我们可以很。安全的把这个经文的日期推在西元250年。
Because this is almost the same exact presentation is given by Lord Maitreya in one of his books.、
Mm-hmm. 因为弥勒菩萨，佛教的一个弥勒菩萨，他的一部经文里面，他也有讲示这完全一模一样的五个步骤。
And then this is a very famous teaching in Buddhism.Identical to this about how we get in trouble.
所以在佛教也有这样子完全一模一样的教学，就是我们如何踏入那个错误的陷阱。
And this was written about the same time. Maitreya was dictating five great books to Arya Sangha, and he wrote them down.
所以这个大概是同一个时期出现的一个经文，是弥勒菩萨他口述，然后用由无清还是无助菩萨手写下来。
无助菩萨。What's 无助？
无 is like no.
Oh.
And 助 I don't know. 助 means like to write. Like to write something. Oh. Asanga.
Oh. Asanga.
Yeah.
Arya Asanga. I told the story of Arya Asanga last time. It's such a fun story.
上次我来了讲一则那个无助菩萨的传奇故事。
Do you want to hear the story, or do you want to hear the steps to get in trouble? Or do you want to hear both?
Yes.
Two. All
right. 无助菩萨故事还是如何踏入陷阱？
两个。Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you a story of how Arya Sangha met Maitreya, and then Maitreya taught him the five books. And inside of those five books is this special teaching, the same as in the Yoga Sutra about how to get in trouble.
OK， 所以我告诉你，无助菩萨如何遇到弥勒菩萨，然后又写了那五个经文，然后那个经文里面又如何记载跟这个句子一模一样的教学。
So Arya Sangha was just a student, Buddhist student, and he went to his teacher and he said, "What should I do?"
所以无助菩萨那个时候还不是菩萨，他只是一个苦修佛学的一个修行者，然后他问他的上司，我要如何精进
？And his teacher said, "Well, I taught you enough." Classes. Now I want you to go into retreat, and I'll give you a special empowerment to reach the Maitreya, the next Buddha.
So he said, "Okay, I'll give you a. You already learned with me. Now you want to go to retreat. I'll give you a special empowerment to reach the Maitreya, the next Buddha."
This Buddha's name is Maitreya. It means the loving one.
So he learned this Buddha, this empowerment.佛的法门是弥勒佛，那弥勒的意思就是充满着爱的这一位。
So this is a practice all about developing love. If you develop love in your own heart, then you'll meet this Buddha directly, and then they'll teach you.
所以那个法门其实就是让你的心充满着爱，然后当你的心充满足够的爱的时候，这个佛就会来到你的面前。
So teacher said, you go into retreat for 12 years, and you can try to reach my train.
然后上次就说 ，OK， 你去闭关十二年，然后试着去。跟弥勒菩萨、弥勒佛同殿
，which is a very common number in the, especially in the yoga tradition. Usually, a teacher will give their student instructions, a sadhana to practice, and it's always 12 years. And at the end of that 12 years, like something miraculous happens.
所以每十二在瑜伽修行里面是一个经常会出现的数字，通常修行都一定要十二年，然后十二年完结了以后，就会有奇迹发生。
So he goes into the retreat for 3 years and nothing happens. For 3 years, nothing happens.
他闭关了三年，苦修，没有任何的结果。
Then he gets very frustrated and he takes his rosary, his mala, yeah, and he throws it and he says, "I'm out of here. I'm leaving." Yeah.
他没有耐心待在他的山洞里，然后他把他的念珠丢下，他说，我投降了，我走了，我要离开这里。
I hate this cave. I'm gonna go into town. And then he started walking into the town.
受够了这个山洞，然后他就往村庄下山，往村庄那边走。
And then he came, the first house he came, he met the first house. And then he saw a man outside, and there's this big bar of iron. Huge piece of iron.
所以他来到第一个屋子，在那个院子他看到有一个男人，然后他前面有一个很粗很长的一个铁棍子。
And then the man has a feather, and he's going like this on the iron bar with a feather, like just like this.
然后他就跟我一样，可是他手是拿着那个羽毛，然后他这样子在铁棍上面刷来刷去。
So Arya Sangha says, "What are you doing with the iron bar and the feather?"
那无助就说，你在干嘛？这个羽毛跟铁棍是要做什么的
？And he says, "Well, my wife is sewing." And she lost a needle, and she needs a new needle. So I'm gonna make a needle with an iron bar.
他说我的太太喜欢缝纫啊，可是她的那个针，缝纫的针丢了，所以我要把这个塑造成修成一个细细的针给她用。
So Sangha's like unbelievable. If somebody is willing to put this much hard work into something so meaningless. So stupid. I can go back and work hard for another amount of time to reach my train.
我就想说，哈，有人可以那么无聊的做这一件事情，而且一直坚持那么久那么久，那我一定可以回到我的山洞，然后再去修我的弥勒法门。
So then he goes back into retreat for another 3 years.
所以他又回去又苦修了三年。
And then nothing happened.
又什么事情没有发生？
So he gets frustrated again and throws his rosary to the other side of the cave and takes off into town.
So he 把他的念珠丢了，扔了，又下山来到了村庄。
And he walks, and then the first house he saw again, he sees there's a man planting a garden.
那他看到第一个屋子呢，有一个男人在庭院里面，他在种花。
And then there's a big rock in front of the garden.And it's blocking the sun from shining on the garden.
那花园阴森森的，因为有一个很大的石头挡住了花园的阳光。
I don't remember what he's doing, but he's pouring water on it or something. Yeah, he's pouring water on it, I think, on the rock. Yeah.
我忘记他到底是在做什么，可是我记得好像他在上面那个在石头最上面浇水下来。
He says, "Well, what are you doing?" And he says, "Well, you know, I'm planting this garden here, but there's rocks in the way, so." I'm dripping water on the rock, and eventually it'll wear down.
So he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Because this stone blocked my garden light, so I'm using water to fill the stone, hoping it can, slowly let it thaw, and it grows smaller and smaller."
So he said, "Unbelievable! If someone would work so hard in the world for something so meaningless, I can go back into retreat. It's okay." Yeah.
他说
，I can do it.
不敢相信有人可以花那么长的时间做这么无聊的事情。那我也可以回到我的山洞，好好的苦修吧。
So that's how long though?
Six years.
Okay. So then he goes back in again. Yeah.
所以他又回到他的山洞。
this time for another 6 years.
结果这次 OK 维持了六年。
Finishes his retreat last day.
他完成了就是圆满的闭关。
He's waiting, waiting, waiting. Something's gonna happen. I'm gonna meet Maitreya.
他也在等啊，弥勒佛，你到底要不要来？
Nothing.
什么都没。
Nothing happens. He says, "This is unbelievable." I just wasted 12 years of my life. Yeah. 12 years.
简直不敢相信，我这十二年简直是白活了，白过了。
Then he starts to walk into town.
所以他终于下山，走到村庄。
He's just shaking his head, unbelievable.
他一直摇头啊。Yeah.
Then he comes to the side of the road, and there's a dog. It had been hit by a car. Yeah, a cart. They didn't have cars.
然后他看到一个刚刚发生车祸，可能被牛车什么。碾过的一个狗
，and half of its body was ripped off, yeah, and its guts were just hanging out.
身体一半
and there were maggots inside.
被压烂了，然后它的肠子啊都暴露出来，里面上面还有很多蛆在那边动来动去。
And the dog was still so angry. It was dragging itself on the ground, like trying to bite everyone who was going by, like trying to bite me. So he's trying to bite at him. He's walking by and this dog is like attacking him.
虽然狗已经残障，然后奄奄一息，可是它还是充满了怒气，然后它想要去咬，甚至那个无助它经过的时候，它甚至去试着去咬它一口。
But then he looks at the dog, and then something in his heart, he feels a love for this dog, and he says, "Oh, I'm gonna try to help this dog."
可是当他看到这只狗的时候，他心里就充满了一种悲怜的感觉，说：“哦，我应该帮助它一下。”
So he goes over and he tries to take the, he wants to take the maggots off of the dog, but he realizes that if he grabs the maggots, he's gonna kill them because they're so sensitive.
所以他试着把那个蛆一个一个拔下来，可是他发现如果他用手拔的话，蛆就会被他挤破，因为他们很脆弱。
Yeah. And then he realizes, well, you know, this is the food for the maggots. If I take the maggots off the maggots will die because this is their food. So I'll cut a piece of my own flesh, my leg. I'll cut a piece of my leg and then I'll put it there and then I'll take the maggots off and put it on. But I can't touch the maggots because I'll kill the maggots. So I'm going to use my tongue. I'm going to reach in with my tongue and take the maggots off gently and put them on my own piece of my leg for them to eat.He has like this much love.
然后他把蛆拔下来的时候，他发现，哎，不对，这个是蛆的食物啊，狗的那个肉，所以他又想说啊，那他没有食物吃，所以他把自己的肉割了一下，然后他用他柔软的舌头一只一只的把蛆这样子挑起来，然后放在他的大腿的肉上。
So he makes his decision, and then he leans in with his tongue, and he goes down.And then he hits nothing. His tongue hits the dirt.
所以他心里做了这样这个计划 ，OK。然后他决定就去计划行动的时候，舌头伸出来偷滴的。然后他决定要去舔的时候，可是什么东西都没有在那边。突然狗消失了。
And then there's a big flash of light, and he looks up, and it's my trail is there.
Yeah. 然后一道闪光，他抬头一看，哇，弥勒佛来了。
And he's like, "What the hell? Like 12 years, I'm in this cave, like saying prayers to you all day long, and then I leave, and now I find this stupid dog, and now you show up. What took you so long?"
他开口大骂，擦擦擦，哦，我在山洞十二年苦行，你都没有来，然后现在这只恶心的狗，你才出现在我的面前。
And my trainer said, "What the hell? Don't you know I was there all along?" Like.Every day I was inside of your cave with you, right beside you.
弥勒佛他也骂回去，擦擦擦，什么十二年，十二年每一天我都在你的山洞里面，我一直跟随着你。
And then he said, "You know the corner of the cave that you used to go to and spit in the morning and clean your nose and spit on the ground?" He said, "Every day I had to jump out of the way so you didn't hit me with your spit."
我就在你的山洞里面，他说，你知道每一天早上你起来去擤鼻涕，然后。那个科坦的那个角落啊，每次你那么做的时候，我都要跳开，因为你差点把你的鼻涕喷到我的身上。
He said, you just didn't have enough goodness in your heart to be able to see me. But now, finally, after 12 years of meditating on love, finally you went out into the world and you finally did had a feeling of love for someone besides yourself. And only then did you have enough purity in your heart that you could see me.
我一直在你的身边的，只不过一直到现在，现在你起了一点点的悲怜的心，你决定去救这一只狗身上的蛆，现在你才够净化你的心，你的心才够干净，可以看得到我。
He said, "If you don't believe me, then I'll prove it to you. Put me on your shoulders, carry me into town, and show me off to everyone." So he did. He put my tray on his shoulders, ran into town. Look, everybody.I found my chair and he's on my shoulders.
所以弥勒佛就说，你不信的话呢，我告诉你这样做好了，你把我扛在你的肩上，然后你去村庄，然后大宣布说弥勒佛来。所以无助他就这么做，扛上了弥勒佛以后，跑到村庄里面，然后大家弥勒佛来了，你看，终于我找到他了。
So then everyone's like, you're crazy. Like, this is a crazy person.There's nothing on your shoulders. We don't see anything on your shoulders.
No. Yeah. 然后大家看到他就说，哦，这已经是疯子，因为他肩膀上什么都没有啊。
Then only one old woman had enough goodness in her heart that she could even see the dog. She said, "What is this? It's not my trail. You have a rotten dog on your shoulders."
然后唯一在村人中，其中一个老妇人，只有她的心里有足够的一点点的。美好还有善良，他看到了他的肩膀不是空的，而是一只狗。然后他说：“你干嘛扛着那只腐烂的狗跑来跑去？”
So then he was able to stay with Maitreya for many years, and Maitreya taught him personally, one-on-one. They had many teachings.
所以无著菩萨就跟着弥勒佛很多的年，然后弥勒佛也很亲密的教导他。
And then he wrote five books. They're called the five great books of Maitreya.
So, 无著菩萨他就写下了弥勒佛的五部经典。
And Maitreya was speaking, and then Arya Sangha was writing it down. He was taking dictation directly from his Buddha.
So, 弥勒佛他是口述，然后无著菩萨就像秘书一样，一个字一个字把它记录下来。
And inside of one of those books is where this teaching comes from.
然后在那个五个经典里面，有一部就是教了这个。
It's also, and I don't know if you saw it in this special painting in Tibetan Buddhism called the Wheel of Life. Wheel of Life.
不知道你有没有看到那个生死之轮、生命之轮，在藏传佛教很有名的一个生命的轮回的一个唐卡。
This is a longer teaching on the same thing. There's 12 steps there about how we get into trouble. This is five. Yeah, only five steps.
也是一样的，那个是告诉我们如何踏入了错误的步骤，只不过他把五个步骤延伸为12个。
But so your homework says use the example of aspirin.
所以你的功课上面有说，用那个阿司匹林的比例。
Right, it does, right?
对不对？有啊。
No, but I don't want to do with the aspirin.
Okay. 可是我不想用阿司匹林。
We're not going to do with the aspirin, so cross it out. We're going to do it with a donut.
把它
粘
开。
Mr. Donut. No, I didn't bring a donut. Yeah.
可是我想用。
Does anybody have a donut?
有谁有甜甜圈可以借我用
？Hidden in your bag for later.
No.
Okay. We'll do it with a donut.
用甜甜圈。
So first step.
Okay, 第一个步骤。
Ignorance, avidya.
Avidya, 无知。
Misunderstanding.
就是错误的认解。
This is the mistake that your mind is making. You're making a mistake. Somehow you have a misunderstanding, avidya. You have avidya.
你的心一直在犯这个错误，你的心一直有 avidya, 无知的存在。
But this avidya here, in this first step, has a special meaning. It means the one you came into this life with. When you came into this life, you already had this inside of your mind from your last life.
所以无知在这里有个特别的意思，就是你出生在这一世的时候，他已经陪伴着你，伴随着你，这是从上一世的无知延续下来的到这一世的无知。
You had some seed inside of your mind of misunderstanding everything about your world, from the second you came into this world, from your past life.
所以你的心里呢，延续上一次、上一世下来，心里就有一个种子，这个无知的种子，导致你这一世误解了你的世界。
What's really cool is we'll talk about how this, this actually creates the heart chakra.At the moment of conception, as the channels grow out, this misunderstanding is what creates the knot, and then creates the chakra at the heart.
所以很有趣的，我们会更细节，就是这个无知其实是形成你的心轮。当你还是一个胎儿的时候，形成你的心轮。
But now we're talking about the mental side. There's always a physical side, the physiology of suffering, and then the corresponding.Mental suffering.
所以你的痛苦有两个部分的，一个是就是我们刚刚形容的身体，不管是肉体或者是内在体也好的一个解剖学、物理学，然后另外一个是心理的、心的念头的。所以这个是念头的如何升起。
Because of Lung Sam Jigba, right? What we talked about this morning.
Yeah, 早上讲的 Lung Sam 就是你的心跟念头跟气是连在一起。
So somehow you came into this life with avidya, misunderstanding. You have it already at birth.
所以当你的这一世的生命开始的时候，这个无知已经陪伴着你了。
So here's how it functions in your life. Let's say you want a donut.
比如说你想要吃一个甜甜圈。
And you go to Mr. Donut. Do they have that here?
Yeah.
They have it.
Yeah. 然后你去Mr. Donut.
And maybe it's 7, 8 o'clock at night and Mr. Donut is just about to close.
In
fact, they're already turning the lights off. You see them going off, but you want a donut so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. 然后可能晚上他们快打烊的时候，你去想要买一块甜甜圈，因为你很想要吃，可是他们已经开始在打烊。
And your favorite donut is chocolate with the sprinkles.
Yeah.所以你最喜欢吃的甜甜圈就是巧克力，然后上面有撒那些彩色的东西。
So you're looking through the door in the glass, and you see inside the shelf, you see that there's one left. There's only one of those left.
然后你从外面从窗户往内望，看到啊，还剩一个，最后一个。
And then they're shutting the lights down, so you try to walk faster. Yeah, I'm gonna get the donut.
然后灯已经一个一个被关掉，然后你走更快，我要赶快抓去买。
So you open the door really fast, and you walk in.
门就把它打开，然后你走进去。
But then behind you, you hear the door open, like ding 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 on the door, yeah.
然后，可是你们会听到另外一个人开门的声音，门挂铃铛还叮叮叮的响着。
And you turn around and there's this old woman, you know, walking in, yeah. And she's talking to her husband, and she's like, "Oh, honey, they have my favorite donut, chocolate with the sprinkles."
然后一个老太太她走进来，跟着她的先生，然后你听到她说，哦，老伴啊，他还有我最喜欢的那个甜甜圈，巧克力配那个彩色的东西。
And right then you're like, I want this donut.Yeah, so you start to walk faster. You know, I just have to walk faster towards the counter. And if I get there first, and if I order first, then I'll get the donut.
所以你听到他那样讲，你脚步更加快，我赶快比他更先到柜台，然后定下我的甜甜圈。
Like she can't walk that fast because she's so old. So I'll just get walk, yeah, and then I'll get the donut. Yeah. If I get there first, I'll get the donut.
反正她是个老太太，我只要跑得比她快。他跑不过我的，只要我第一个到，我就可以得到那个甜甜圈。
So then you get there first, and then you get the donut, yeah, and then you take it for yourself.
然后你就订到了，拿到了最后一个甜甜圈，你自己吃。
So in that moment, all five of these things happen, yeah, like that. In the time you walked into the store, looked in the shelf, saw the donut, these five things went through your mind like that.
所以当你，所以刚刚那个过程五个步骤都呈现了。当你进入店，然后到你买到甜甜圈的时候，这五个步骤都已经这样子发生了。
How?
怎么样发生的呢？
I was born into this world with a misunderstanding in my mind. That's the first one. Avidya.
第一个就是有史以来陪伴着我的无知。
Asmita means selfness.
Asmita 就是自信、自我。
Selfless.
自信。
This means I think a donut is itself from its own side. Yeah, there's a donut there, like the pen, outside of me. Yeah.That's not coming from me.
自信就是你以为那个甜甜圈，它是在那个柜子里面，它自己躺在那边的一个存在，有自信的存在在那边的甜甜圈，就像那个笔一样，它不是来自于我，它是在那里的。
The donut is a donut by itself.
甜甜圈，
See? Yeah.
它是甜甜圈，本身就是一个甜甜圈。
This is in Buddhism and in Hinduism when they're always talking about the self, you know. All the Buddhists are saying there's no self.And all the Hindus are saying, well, there's the self. And there's this big argument. Yeah? This is what they're talking about.
佛教跟印度教一直争执的就是佛教会说无自性可以无我然后印度教会说有我是大我不是小我然后一直这样子延续的争执着。
Actually, they're saying the same thing. It's very funny.
其实很有趣就是他们都在讲同一个 真理。
Because the Buddhists are saying there's no self, the Hindus are saying there's a self, but the Buddhists are saying the self you have is the one you don't have.
所以佛教是说你没有自信的，然后印度教只是在说你以为你有的自信其实不是，你有的自信其实不是你以为你有的自信。
Anyway, so I look at this donut, yeah, and I think that it's a donut by itself.Doesn't come from me.
所以当我看到那个甜甜圈的时候，我就想说，啊，就是那一颗甜甜圈，它在那里，在我的外面。这个甜甜圈不是来自于我的。
Then steps 3 and 4 happen immediately, liking and disliking.
然后接着呢，第三、第四个步骤，喜爱还有厌烦就出现了。
I want this donut that didn't come from me.
我要这个跟我完全无关，不是来自于我的甜甜圈。
And I.Don't want this old lady to have this donut that didn't come from me.
然后我不要那个老太太得到我喜欢的甜甜圈，不来自于我的甜甜圈。
Liking and disliking.
喜欢跟不喜欢。
Because of avidya.
因为无知的关系造成的。
Very interesting. So this is what's happening in our mind. But we said lung sam jukpa chikpa, right? That's the whole point of yoga. Something is going on in our body.
所以很有趣啊，我们心里一定产生，也有造成了一些东西，因为我们说心跟气是连接在一起，所以我们的身体里面也有发生一些状况，配合搭配了这两个想法。
When the central channel is blocked, you have a avidya.
当你的中脉是这样子被勒住的时候呢，你就有无知。
The left hand channel is liking.The right-hand channel, disliking.
所以左脉是喜爱，我要；然后右脉是不喜欢，我不要。
When you have these, because your central channel is blocked, because of avidya, you have liking and you have disliking. And this is represented physically in your body.
因为你的中脉阻塞了，你有无知，然后也造成了你有你喜欢一个东西，然后至少你讨厌一个东西，所以在你的身体是很明显的呈现出来的。
On a deeper level, this is actually what causes the mortality of your body.
在更深的一个层次、一个认知呢，就是这个这样子的想法、这样子的结构，这个是造成你的死亡的原因。
If you have a body that you see as flesh and blood that has to die, it's because of the knots in your channels.
如果你看到你的肉体就是有一天会老会死的肉体，你看到这样子的身体，也是因为你的内在的脉是被堵住的。
If you could just open the knots, if you could just untie the knot, yeah, then your whole your body and your mind would transform, because the mind is connected to the prana.
你只要可以把这些结解开，结开，然后气可以到那里的话。 这些想法就会完全的消失，因为你的心跟你的气是连接在一起。
That's the point of that. That's yoga. I mean, that's why. That's what we're doing.
那个就是瑜伽，那个就是做瑜伽的原因。
Okay, so this is happening in my mind like that when I see the donut. Yeah, I have a vidya. I came into this life with a vidya, and because of that, I think this donut is a donut from its own side. And because of that, I want it, and I don't want other people to have it.
所以，无视一直陪伴我的无知，可以造成我以为甜甜圈有自信，然后让我喜欢上这个，我要这个有自信的甜甜圈。然后让我不能没有它。
And then I reach out and I take it and I eat it,、uh-huh. and that's the last step, grasping. I create karma.
然后最后一个
creating karma.
最后一个步骤是执着，就是、你做了一个行为，范围叫做 karma, 一个行动。然后你手，我的手伸出去抓住了那个我要的甜甜圈，不要别人得到的甜甜圈，你就造成了一个行为。
And then you just、turn the wheel of suffering again.
那这五个步骤完成了以后，你又再转了一次那个痛苦的轮回。
In Sanskrit, they call、samsara.
梵文叫做 samsara.
Yeah, that's what it means. It means this big wheel of suffering, right? But the big wheel of suffering is made up of all、smaller mini cycles.
所以轮回，我们就会说轮回是一个痛苦的大轮回。可是其实，在这个轮回里面，也是这些小小的轮回制造出来的，组成的。
So in this moment, just with something as simple as the donut, you just created a mini samsara.
所以在买甜甜圈的这一段呢，你又造成了小小的迷你轮回。
And this will continue to spin.And get bigger and bigger, and then your whole life will be problem and suffering.
所以这些小轮回呢，它会不断的旋转，然后越变越大，造成你的圈一生一世不断的痛苦，不断的出现问题。
But if you walk into that donut shop, yeah, and you've reached the goal of yoga, if you've nirodha your chitta vrittis, right? If you stop the way your mind is turning things around the wrong way, then you understand how to get donuts. You understand where donuts really come from.
所以如果你有练瑜伽，你知道瑜伽，现在你知道瑜伽了，那你去买那个甜甜圈的时候，如果你很成功的 nirodha 你的 chitta vritti 的话，停止了你的心的这个颠覆的话，你就知道如何真正的得到一个甜甜圈。
Because of ahimsa pratishtayam tatsani dhavara tyaga.
Yeah, yeah. 因为这一句、上一句那个不伤害别人过这样的生活就完全不会看到暴力。
The world, the donut's coming from me. Yeah.
甜甜圈是来自于我。
So if I want that donut, if I want that donut for myself,、what do I have to do? I have to give it to the old woman.If I give the donut to her, this plants a seed in my own mind, and then a donut will come back to me in the future. This is karma. This is karma.
所以，如果我正确的了解的话，我如何得到这个甜甜圈？我必须要先把这个甜甜圈提供给其他的人，那个老太太。Okay. 当我看到我把甜甜圈给这个老太太，我心里就种下一个种子，然后呢，就会有更多的甜甜圈回到我的身边。这个就是一个。完整的行动叫做 karma.
I think if I want a donut, I have to take a donut. Yeah.
我以为说我要甜甜圈，那我就要自己抓住买下一个甜甜圈。
This is totally backwards. It's totally backwards. Yeah.
是完全颠覆、完全颠倒的想法。
Actually, if I want a donut for myself, I have to give a donut first to someone else.
其实呢，如果我想要得到一个甜甜圈的话，我必须要把这个甜甜圈先给别人。
When I watch myself give a donut to someone else, this plants a tiny seed inside of my own mind, which over time will ripen, as me seeing a donut come back to me.
当我看到我的手给出一个甜甜圈的时候，我的心里就种下一个给出甜甜圈的种子，然后以后我就会看到更多 别人给我甜甜圈。
If I want a pen, I have to give a pen. Yeah, pens don't come from a factory. Yeah, they came from you helping somebody else communicate in the past.
所以笔呢，不是来自于工厂。如果你要笔的话，你也必须要看到自己先给笔。OK。笔，你世界里的笔是怎么来的？它是来自于你之前帮助了别人沟通 ，OK， 互相沟通。
You help somebody communicate, then you planted a seed in your mind to see a pen. Then when you looked at that thing, yeah, the seed woke up inside of your mind, and then it forced you to see pen. There's no pen out there. We proved it with the dog.
因为你之前你的心里有一个你之前帮助别人沟通的那个种子 ，OK， 那在你的世界里你就有一个这个一个棒子的东西，然后你看到它就是你可以写字的笔。狗心里没有那个种子，所以它看到的它看不到笔这个东西。
The dog just doesn't have that seed in their mind. They don't have that seed.
狗的心里就是没有这种种子的。
They have a seed to see chew toy.
他们有啊、咬东西的种子。
And it is a chew toy for them.
然后他们就会看到可以咬的一个塑胶棒子。
Because there's no pen there. There's pen here.
因为笔不是在外面，笔是来自于你的心里的。
Then everything is like this. Everything, including your own body and your own mind.
所有东西都是这样子的造成，包括你的心念，还有你的身体。
Then no problem. You want money. You want a nice relationship.You don't go on the internet, don't go into a club. First plant the seed, then go into the internet or the club, and then you'll find them. It'll both will work, you see?
所以这样子就万事如意啦。你要什么东西？你要钱吗？
Because you have the seed for it.
你要一个美好的伴侣关系吗？你就知道怎么样子去创造，然后怎么样子真正的得到。你只要有那个种子，当你有种子的时候，一切都 OK。
I don't know. So the next part of the next section of the Yoga Sutra is all about karma. You see how it flows? We proved that you're making a mistake. Then we showed where things are really coming from. Then we show how you make that mistake, the stages you go through. Now we're going to talk about karma, the seed in your mind which creates everything.
So, 接下来呢，瑜伽经的部分就是解释 karma 业力 ，OK。然后你可以看到这个流程吗？我们先指出问题，问题如何的形成，然后怎么样子去解决这个问题。
That's the next section. Yeah.
所以那是下一个阶段。
Which is it's a beautiful description of how we plant the seed in our mind to see the things around us.
所以接下来他会告诉我们说，我们到底是如何种下心里的这些种子，然后导致我们看到现在周边的世界的这个种子。
So now you see why this thing took 2 years.
现在你可以了解说为什么，我的上师花了两年的时间教我们这个。
Actually, I could have just taught the whole class today, even on the first verse. Yeah.
其实我今天下午的这个瑜伽经的课，我可以只要教第一句，就是我们这里的第一句，其实是第二句。
But you all would have been sleeping. So.
教那样子教的话，你们应该全部都倒下来睡着。
I don't know, so we'll stop there for today.
So, 今天就先到这边。
If you have questions.
如果你有任何问题。
We have time.
Yeah, we have time.
Oh, yeah. If anybody has any questions, don't be shy.
也不要害羞，如果你有任何的问题的话，可以来问。
Do you think samadhi is possible?
Do I think what?
Samadhi.
Samadhi. Yeah.
Samadhi.
Samadhi.
Samadhi. Yeah, possible. Yeah.
他问说，你觉得三摩地就是瑜伽最高瑜伽经里面的 Samadhi according to the Yoga Sutra.
Oh yeah. yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, what it means. Yeah, but it's the last of the eight limbs of yoga.
金明老师说，当然，我们会细谈的。那因为这是八支瑜伽的最后一个阶段，一定达得到。
Because in this teaching, when I talked about the pen, you had an intellectual understanding of what we call kongxing emptiness.
Because when we were explaining this pen, you had an 知识上理解空性的这个概念。
But this is only an intellectual understanding. At some point, you will go into a deep meditation and see that thing for yourself. You'll see that everything is coming from your own mind. That there's nothing in this world that doesn't come from your own mind.
所以那只是今天只是一个知识上的一个理解，可是有一天你会进入一个很深的。如果你需要离走啊、赶车啊，都可以。对，有一天你会进入一个很深的冥想的状态，然后你会领悟，真正的有一个很，你会用你的身心去体会、领悟到空性的一个体验。
That's what emptiness means. So point to something in this room that doesn't come from you.
所以现在我们了解，所以空性是那样子的意思。现在你用手去指着教室里面任何一个东西，它不是来自于你的一个东西。
What do you come up with?
你可以指向什么吗？
This room's empty of something like that. There's nothing in this room that doesn't come from me. That's why they call it emptiness.
所以为什么叫空性？就是因为教室里面没有一个东西不是来自于你，每一个东西缺少了那个。自我存在的要素。
It's not any more complicated than that. Yeah.
就是那么的简单。
But samadhi here is referring to a direct experience of that fact.
那帕坦加里的 samadhi 呢，意思就是真正的、很直接的去领悟到这个事实、这个真理。
Because it's one thing to understand it intellectually, but it's not powerful enough to really force you to change everything about your world. You have to see it for yourself.
所以只是底面上，知识上的理解，还不能起很大的效果。你还是要有一个亲身的体验 ，OK， 很直接的一个体验，才可以起开完全的转换你的世界。
So the last few steps of the Ashtanga, the Eightfold Path, are first developing, it's like developing a microscope, learning to concentrate the mind, focus it on one thing, and then keep that focus over an extended period of time. And then to turn that instrument, that microscope, on the nature of reality itself.
所以八支瑜伽最上面的那三个阶段，就是你先可以专一在一个目标上 ，OK， 然后延伸这个专一的时间，变成专注力，然后再用一个专注力，好像一个显微镜一样，用那个显微镜的镜头去看一个东西，然后延长的看，然后最后把你的显微镜的镜头，你专一的目标成为就是这个空性的本身。
But meditation is just like a tool. It's like a gun. You need to point it at the target and shoot.
所以你的那些专注啊、专一的冥想，只是一个工具而已。它就像一个来福枪，然后有一个很长的望远镜的来福枪。你需要一个目标去射这个枪。
But all the other steps leading up to it, the eight are all bringing the mind inside, more and more subtle, deeper and deeper, to get to the point where you can.Meditate deeply, and then focus it on the ultimate questions of life.
那其他的那些八支瑜伽下面那些步骤，也是准备你可以好好的修行这比较上面的步骤，让你一步一步的、慢慢的越往里面收摄 ，OK， 然后让你可以去探讨生命真正的真理。
So yeah, so not only is it possible, it's you have to do it. It's why you do the physical practice of yoga, is to get your mind into that place.
所以，它不只是办得到 ，samadhi 一定达得到，而且是你不可以不做的，不可以不到的一个地方。这是为什么我们做瑜伽。
But there's many explanations of what samadhi means. Sometimes it means enlightenment. Sometimes samadhi means enlightenment.Yeah, sometimes it means many things, but here, in the context of the tradition that I've learned, it means the perfect meditation with the direct perception of emptiness.
所以，很多不同的派别对 samadhi 这个字有不同的用法。 可是在瑜伽经的这个这一词，这个词里面就是最高的领悟，直接的领悟，悟到空性。
Anyone else? Come on.
还有任何？
有一个问题，
okay.
就是我们刚刚在我们的烦恼的部分哈，就是我看到那个甜甜圈，我要去吃那个甜甜圈。那我如果自己吃那个甜甜圈，那个甜甜圈就是甜甜圈，对不对？可是如果我把它给了那个老太婆吃，它就不是甜甜圈。
So about the donuts and the five steps.
Yeah.
When she eats the donuts herself, then it's a donut. But if she gives it to the old lady, then it's no longer a donut.
No, it's still a donut. I would only say when you give it to the lady, then it's a donut. Yeah.
Uh-huh. 他说没有啊，它还是一个甜甜圈。可是我认为说，当你给那个老太太甜甜那个东西的时候，它才成为在你的世界才成为一个甜甜圈。
Before that, it's something that never existed. Yeah, it's an illusion. That thing didn't exist. A donut that could come from its own side. There's no donut like that. That is not there.
在那之前，那个甜甜圈只是一个幻影的甜甜圈，因为在你的世界没有一个有自信的甜甜圈在那边，所以当你给出去的时候，它是完全到你给出去那一刹那之前，它是完全不存在的虚拟的一个甜甜圈。当你给了别人以后，它才在你的世界，才你的世界里才会有甜甜圈这个东西。
In these teachings, you hear this thing all the time about, oh, Maya, it's illusion. Yeah, the world you're living in is just an illusion.
所以你可以听到哦，你的世界就是幻影。然后
just like a dream。
梵文有一个字 Maya， 就是好像虚拟的一个幻影一样。
And but this is what it means. It's every day, every perception you have, every object that you see is mistaken. The thing you think is there isn't there.
所以真正的 Maya 不是说你的看到的事情它是不存在，而是它是说你对它的认解是错误的，你对它的认解是虚拟的，因为你以为它是有自信的在那边看着我，可是它是完它你以为它不是来自于你，所以那个概念才是虚拟的。
There's a word for it. They call deceptive reality.
所以有一个藏文叫做空中丹巴，给我一段时间把它翻译。英文叫就是虚拟的真理。
It means that every object in our world is fooling us. Yeah, it appears to be one way, but really it's another way. That's what illusion means. It appears to me to be one way, but really in reality it's another way.
所以幻影的意思就是它呈现给我的是一个图像，可是它真正存在的方式跟呈现在我的面前是完全不一样的。所以它有一点意思，有点像欺骗的一个真实，欺骗的一个真实，这样子的想法。
But get this, it's not any more complicated than this. The pen I think is there isn't there. A pen that's coming from its side is not there. There's no pen like that.
所以没有很复杂，就是这样子。你只要想说 ，OK， 我以为躺在那边有自信的那个笔，它不是来自于他自己，这个笔是来自于我。只要这样子想，就简单了很多。
There never was a pen like that. There isn't a pen like that, and there never will be a pen like that. That pen doesn't exist.
所以有自信的那支笔从来没有存在过，以前也没有存在过，现在也不在，以后也未来也不可能存在。
But does it mean that there's no pen there? There's a pen there. There's a pen, yeah.
可是你在告诉我说那边没有笔吗？没有啊，那里还是有一支笔在那里。
You see, there is a pen there, but just not the one I think. There's a pen coming from my own side, coming from me.
所以那里还是有一支笔，只不过我不存在的是我对它的误认，我对它的误认不存在。可是在那边的那支笔是来自于我的那支笔。
That's all that illusion means.
所以幻影它只是虚拟，它只是这样子的一个意思。
But how is this relevant to your life? Yeah, how is this going to help you in your life?
所以这个如何可以帮助你的日常生活呢？
If you misunderstand where the pen comes from, or where the donut comes from, or where the boyfriend comes from, or where money comes from, or where the girlfriend comes from, then you don't understand how to get it.
OK，
如果你误解了笔从哪里来，钱从哪里来，男朋友从哪里来，甜甜圈从哪里来，女朋友从哪里来，那你不知道他们从哪里来。
Because the donut you're trying to get, the girlfriend you're trying to get, the pen you're trying to get doesn't exist. It's not there.
因为你对他们误解了，所以你想要追到那个男朋友，你想要追到那个女朋友，你想要知道那个甜甜圈，你想要得到那支笔，他们是不存在的。
But if you understand where it's coming from, then no problem. You understand how to get it. Then you can, the point is, then you can get the things you want. And then you can be happy in your life. Then you don't have this anxiety.And this frustration of spending every hour of your day doing things that don't work—it's the point.
所以，因为你不知道说他们从哪里来，所以你去追他的时候，你完全得不到他。所以，最要重要的重点就是，现在你知道了如何，你知道他从哪里来，你可以知道如何去得到他，你可以从那边得到真正的快乐。Okay.
So then you live your life in a different way.If you want a donut, you give a donut first. Then a donut will come back to you. Then you don't have to worry. If you want money, you don't have to work hard. You don't have to struggle. You just have to be generous. If you give money, money will come back. If you want a boyfriend, if you want a girlfriend, you have to honor other people's relationships. Then you'll go on the internet, then you go in a club, and you'll meet a beautiful partner.
So you can very successfully complete your life's every thing. You know how to.得到甜甜圈的方法就是，你想要吃甜甜圈，你就先给别人一个甜甜圈。然后，如果你想要得到圆满的伴侣关系，那你就要去尊重其他人的伴侣关系。这样子，不管你上网或者是你去夜店，你都可以找到你最完美的伴侣。
Then once you've done that, you turn it on the bigger questions of life, the ultimate questions of life, the biggest anxiety we have.Is the fact that we have to get old and die.
So, when your 生活这样子的安排啊，然后一切都很美满的时候，你生命的忧虑越来越少了以后，然后现在用这个方法去解决生命最大的问题。OK， 有一天我会老，我会死。然后你这样子的运用，你有一天就可以不会老，不会死。
But this stick is the same as that stick.
对，我的手臂这个。棍子跟你的那个棍子到底一模一样。
There's no arm, made of flesh and blood that has to get old and die from its own time. There's no arm like that.
没有一个手臂存在就是一定会老、一定会死的，有自信在那边躺着等着老、等着死的手臂，这个是完全不存在的。
There's no problem. I just change something inside my own mind, then it changes, and turns into light that doesn't have to die.
所以在我的心中，只要做一个转换，我就可以把它变成一个可以变成光的一个身体。
Because it's coming from me.
而且再加一个不会死，因为是来自于我，对不对
？Which is why you do yoga. It's what yoga is for. See.
所以这也是为什么我们要练瑜伽，做瑜伽。瑜伽的目的就是这个。
That's why when people say I'm trying to get a six pack, or to be to have a nice body, I feel like.It's the person who won the lottery and sees the money as something to cook a meal.
所以为什么当我听到人家说要我要做瑜伽，然后练那个六头六块肌，我就会心里就会有个好像他要用那个钱去生活，然后去煮一顿饭。
Because I'm like, this is a practice that could transform everything about yourself and your world and.And you just want to do it to be healthy or to have a nice body for a short time and then get old and die and suffer and repeat it over and over and over again.
就白白浪费这个练习，这个练习可以让你转换你的身体，让你可以不用死，不用老，不用死的。可是如果你只是用它得到短暂的美丽的身体，然后有一天还是会死掉，就浪费了。
I don't know. This is supposed to be good news. Yeah.
我不知道，这应该是宣布好消息。
You're tired.
你们好像都累了。
Tired.
我也累了。
Any more?
Tired one. 还有任何问题吗
？Do you believe me?
你相信我说的话吗
？You don't have to, but it's interesting, right?
你不用
It could be true.
Yeah, 你不用相信我说的话，可是还蛮有趣的，可能是真的。
Consider the implication. It's better than the way we're living now. What if it was possible?
想想他给我们的一个启发，真的有可能达到一个完美的世界，至少会那个世界比我们现在的世界还要更完美。
What if every moment was totally available to be something completely different?
如果生活的每一刻都有那样子的潜在的可能，可以转换成美好。
And what would it feel to live your life like that? What would you be like?
然后你每一刻都有这样子的启发，都有这样每一刻你的生活都有这样子的可能性的时候，那又是什么样子的生活呢？
I don't know. So just think about that. Yeah. If you feel depressed, think about that. Yeah.
所以如果你觉得有点悲忧的话，就是想那样子的无限的可能。
You have a chance to change everything. So lucky.
Yeah, 你有一个机会可以转变所有的事情的机会，你很幸运。
Okay, that's a good place to end.
我觉得在那边结束很完美。
Okay, so tomorrow.
好，明天。
Special teaching on the heart chakra. It's really cool. It's a beautiful, beautiful teaching. Very rare to have a teaching like that.
Yeah, 我同意 I agree. Yeah. 所以那个明天早上那个新闻的教学很难听到这样子的解释，不是解释，很难接受到这样子的智慧，真的很特别。
So don't sleep in. Come. Yeah. You can leave after that. It's okay. Yeah.
早起一点，不要睡懒觉。你可以听完以后走，就够了。
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.